Joining me this morning from Philadelphia is Buffalo News reporter Bob McCarthy. Bob, the big news over the weekend was the resignation of Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, though she's not stepping down until after the convention. How is that going to play out, do you think?
Well, Howard, I think that's the big question that everyone's going to be circling around tonight as she gavels the convention into order. And what is going to happen? She's putting herself right out there in front of an awful lot of very mad Bernie Sanders supporters. And I think this situation that arose over the weekend in which WikiLeaks released a lot of emails showing that apparently the Democratic National Committee was kind of in the tank for Hillary Clinton. And that's just what Bernie Sanders was charging all the way along. And Bernie Sanders people are very emboldened. And at the very least, there are going to be a chorus of boos tonight as she gavels this into session. You got to wonder, why would the party put her out there like that?
Do you think that Sanders had a chance at the nomination if it weren't for the favoritism? And I guess more importantly, do the Sanders supporters feel that way?
Well, that's the question that they are raising. You know, was this thing rigged, as Donald Trump would say, right from the get-go? I mean, I think it's hard to think that he would have won the nomination, and nobody is saying there's any kind of election fraud or anything else. But, you know, gee, it does raise the question that these people are going to ask. And as I said, it emboldens them. It makes them stronger in the objections that they had to Hillary Clinton. And gee, if you saw right here in Market Street yesterday in Philadelphia, there were thousands of people walking down in the heat yesterday protesting everything they could, but mostly supporting Bernie Sanders. So this is an emboldened group.
Sanders did very well in Erie County. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, the chair of the state Democratic Party, he says the local delegation is going to be united. What kind of feeling are you getting?
Well, I don't know. That's one of the things we have to wait and watch and see, because I think you got a whole new situation with the Bernie Sanders people right now. They are just incensed about what happened over the weekend. And that's something that we're going to be watching. We're going to be watching tonight. My colleague Jerry Zaremski and I from the news will be watching Bernie Sanders' speech, and we'll be waiting to see what kind of reaction there is from the floor. And certainly all through the week, we're going to be seeing what kind of effect that this whole WikiLeaks situation is having on the party. This is something the party did not plan for, does not need, and they do not want. But now they're going to have to deal with it.
What do they need to accomplish to give Clinton her campaign bump? A poll from CNN released this morning is showing Donald Trump with a 48-45% lead in a head-to-head matchup with Hillary. And they credit that to the post-convention bump. What do Democrats have to do to get one?
Well, I think they would very much like to have a unified convention, first of all. And I think that Hillary Clinton will get a bump, and I think that Tim Kaine will help her get a bump, because it seems that they have a very good chemistry working together, and they had a great weekend, I think, in his debut on the vice presidential slot. So I think that what they really need to do is get their issues across and present a real contrast to Donald Trump. And, you know, that's probably not hard to do, because Donald Trump is Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton will be Hillary Clinton, and they are very different kinds of people. And I think that you will see every effort at this campaign to let every voter in America know that there is a big difference between these two people.
Bob, we'll have more from you all this week. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Sounds good, Howard.